What's good, gang?
How centered are you trying to be?
I don't care. Let me flip. I don't need to be centered.
Do you want me to sit down?
No, you're good. You're good. I was just leaving here this year for whatever. What's up? Welcome to episode 107 or 106, something like that. I lose count. I know I'm Asian, but I'm not good at math. Yo, we got some things to talk about. I'm at the lake right now, dude, and there's going to be people in the background. Very beautiful people. I don't know why I'm here. I feel really white. It's nice, though. It's a really nice lake house. Shout out to Lauren for letting us stay here. Yo, last night, we got drunk off of Seagram's vodka. It's like the grossest thing in the world. And Christian, Christian's a dog. All right, let's see what's things going on. Also, lake houses. You know, the first time I went to a lake house was the last time I came here at this one with Lauren, and it's fucking nice. I see what the hype's about. I like that you can kind of just park your little water stuff, and I get the hype of like the wakeboarding and everything like that too. And also, my friend has a jet ski, and so it's a blast. It's a blast. It's so fucking sunny though. I wonder how I even look. But all right, let's see what's going on. I wrote down stuff, but I kind of don't remember. All right, so the Logan Paul thing. We got to talk about that because that's going to get me clicks. So Logan, if you guys don't know, for the past like month now, he's been hyping up his fight with Dylan Danis. Dude, this energy drink is fucking fire. It's like 300 milligrams. I'm going to be fucking zooted. All right. So the whole thing with Dylan, so there's a fight going on, if you guys didn't know, with KSI and the Fury brother, who was not Tommy. Yeah, Tommy Fury is fighting KSI, which is the main event. But the real fight that everyone's going to watch is like the co-main, which is Logan and Dylan Danis. You guys didn't know who Dylan Danis is. He's pretty much a piece of shit scumbag, like hopped on Conor McGregor's PP. Barely fights. There's spiders everywhere. Barely fights and stuff, but he's essentially a troll. And Logan is also a scammer, pretty bad piece of shit. But Dylan, oh my God, there are spiders everywhere. Dylan is so bad. I mean, it's the fact that Dylan can be seen as a good guy in this situation is fucking hilarious to me, because Prime is kind of a hoax. Everything that Logan's done is a hoax since the fucking Suicide Force situation. But yeah, so if you guys didn't know, Logan's getting married to this girl. I honestly forgot her name, but she is publicly being ridiculed for getting ran through. And so it's like fucking, it's very fascinating. And the shit that, the amount of content that he's posting on like Twitter and stuff is baffling. Cause you're like, how the fuck does he have so much material? And he's just constantly posting it. You know about that, right? Antonio, you know about that? The whole, the Dylan? Dude, he's a dog. He's a real troll. The fact that there's so many fucking pictures, too. I'm gonna try to learn how to wakeboard, guys. I must. What's the other thing that's going on right now? Oh, Jujutsu Kaisen season 2 is fucking amazing. I actually had time to watch it. Dude. Toji Fushiguro, fucking badass. The animation, so they switched the animation style this next season up to like a simplistic one just so it could be fluid. I love it. It's so fucking nice. Everyone's getting sunscreen on right now. I just put mine on. I'm baking. There's something else that's going on. Oh, yeah. Sonny just scored a hat trick for Tottenham. Shout out to him.
Dude.
Oh, man. I drank a lot last night. I feel like shit. I feel like I look like shit. But, you know, I'm still fucking here doing this for you guys. But, So, real quick to hop back onto the Logan thing. I didn't even know who this girl was until Dylan put everything out. So it's, Logan really fucked himself, because fighting a troll like him, I feel like he had just an arsenal ready, bro. He must have his like photo album of like 500 pictures of her with other guys. And there's no way she's fucking all these guys, but I know for sure she dated like Leonardo DiCaprio, people like that. And I'm just like, what the fuck? This is crazy. And Logan is married to her. I have to think about that, because I'm like, I'm not one to judge someone's past, but I don't know. Tonio, would you date someone like that? Could you? Like, if she was amazing. But then you find out about a past. How much can you ridicule someone's past? You know? I don't know. That's tough. I'm in a weird situation here. If I'm in that scenario, I don't know. Because then I don't want them to judge me for my past. But mine isn't that bad. Who knows? All right. I'm trying to think of topics. This is hard with, like, people, like, sunbathing and everything around. It's a new environment. I'm doing this outdoors, guys. This is scary. I'm scared. And there's spiders and shit. Like, y'all see it in the background. I'm honestly impressed. Sorry, did I trap you? Oh, I don't care. It'd be cool. I have effects. There's like spray all over. You want to hop on, Antonio? dude, I wrote this down. What did I want to talk about? There was something specific. Oh, Jimmy Buffett died. Dude, RIP, man. I found that out like yesterday. Shout out to Margaritaville. I bet you the stock on that and his like all his little restaurants and stuff is skyrocketing. You guys have never been to Margaritaville. You probably should. But they're all kind of different from each other. The one I went to was in New York City. It was pretty lit. We got pretty decent drinks. I think like overall they have kind of the same drinks. Or I could be wrong. I don't know. But it's a good vibe. It's funny because the Asian community doesn't really know who Jimmy Buffett is. Though. I literally didn't know who he was until I went to college and I joined a white fraternity. God, there's another fucking topic I wanted to talk about. So Sonny scored for Tottenham. I think Arsenal and Manchester United are playing right now. The Man U just scored. It's 1-0. Haaland went off. Haaland's got 2 goals, 1 assist. Dude, Messi's fucking killing it. But they tied for the, he had his first game where he didn't had his goal contribution, which is crazy. Man, there's a fucking topic I wanted to hit, but I can't think of it right now. Oh, jet skiing in the background. This is pretty sick, actually. But yeah, let's just talk about my life, I guess. I have Charleston next weekend. I'm going to be filming a podcast with my good friend Darko, hopefully. I might also hit up... I have a friend there who also has a podcast, trying to hit as well. Look at this guy. Look at this freaking stud meister. Sorry, I'm looking at my buddy on his little jet ski. Dude, I like lake houses. But although I think if I had the money, I think I would rather get a beach house. But lake house is nice, dude. And I'm from Greensboro, so Greensboro doesn't really have like... We're like 3 hours from the beach, but 1 hour from a lake. Like this one's only like an hour away. I think this is Hyatt Rock or something like that. But yeah, if you've never been on a lake, bro, white up for a bit. Just for a bit. You don't have to stay white. Just a little bit. It's fun though. Dude, I am going to get so injured when I get up there because I'm going to really try to pick up wakeboarding. It looks so cool. And if you guys didn't know, I'm that weird dude at the beach that loves activities. Like I don't just sit out in the sun. I have to like skimboard and shit. I'm that guy. How is the jet ski? Hell yeah. We out here trifling. I love how there's just like a crowd walking by. And I'm over here just doing my thing. Sorry. Don't mind me. I'm almost done. Dude, what'd you get from Starbucks? Huh? What did everybody get from Starbucks?
I got an ice cream sugar shake and espresso.
Oh, fuck. That sounds so fucking good. That sounds like heroin. That was a hot hand. That was a real hot hand. I don't know if that was in the camera, but... Dude, I love how packed it is today. I love how many people are out. It's lit. It's gonna be fun. It's a good time right now. I thought that was sweat on you. But I realize it's water. Alright. This is a quick little filler episode we're filming out in the lake. I'm gonna just knock it out because I wanted to stay on time. But things that is going on, I'm going to Charleston. I'm hopefully going to another trip. It's either gonna be Nashville, Chicago. Actually, comment down below where I should go. It's either Nashville, Chicago, or New York. I'm not sure. Go ahead, grab it. Go. Grab it. I feel like I'm in the way of everybody. Just like filming in the corner here. I will, at the end of this video, I will connect anything that if there's any film recorded of me either wakeboarding or kneeboarding. Kneeboarding is lit, though. Kneeboarding is easy. All right, but with that being said, guys, I think I'm going to wrap it up. I think the only thing I really need to talk about was the Logan thing. And then there was a few other things, but the Logan Sitch. There's another fucking topic. I just can't think of it. Also, shout out to Cody Ko. He has a kid now, or is having a kid. Has a kid already. Dude, he said something funny on his podcast. He was saying that once you have a kid, you have to like whatever or be okay with them liking whatever, right? And the funniest thing is, like, what if they like fedoras? I don't think I could do that. Would you guys be okay if your kid liked fedoras? Yeah. I think, well, Antonio wears it, so. I don't think I could. All right, that's it for this filler episode. We're on the lake. Thanks for tuning in if you guys did. Not too eventful, but God, I'm still pissing myself that I can't remember all the topics because I don't have my other phone on hand. I'm using my main phone right now. But we are going to go on the lake, and I'm going to attach whatever clips I have, if I even film any. But thanks, y'all, for tuning in, and I'll see you guys next week. Next week, we'll be with either Darko or Middle Child Life's Brooke. I forgot how to pronounce her last name, like Cyberan. Sorry, Brooke. But I'll be filming a pod there, two pods there in Charleston and celebrating Darko's birthday. So that's going to be a great time. All right. Love you guys. See you guys next week. Peace.
How was that?
Knocked out the filler episode.
Love that for you.
No, cross your legs like this.
Yeah, like, oh, fuck. Yeah. You got the fucking grippers.
The Emily grippers.
Oh, no, fuck, that is hard.
Yo, bad one.